Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. In our community spotlight segment tonight, a performer coming to the First Christian Church in Galesburg a week from tomorrow night. So that's next Saturday, the 17th. He will be performing at the church, and he is a very well-known singer. You would know Mark Schultz, who joins us on the line right now. Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you back in Galesburg in a week's time.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back. I think just performing my songs is maybe my favorite thing to do, and I've been in the writing mode lately, and so it'll be great to get out and perform these songs live.
What's the kind of in terms of performing and singing and that sort of thing? What's kind of the mindset when you're writing a song versus when you're performing one?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I'm writing a song, I always say I have no idea what I'm going to write about until I just start. And then it's usually those things that just pop out of nowhere, and either tears running down my face or I'm just really, really excited. I can't wait to play. And sometimes I write late at night, and so I come in and I tell my wife, honey, I think I've just written a great one. And she's like, well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I bet it's still great at 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm awake. I know, and I feel like, gosh, this is something I just want to play over and over and over again. And when I'm writing it, and when that happens, then that's usually a crowd favorite.
Is it different from your perspective in terms of doing Christian type songs versus maybe more popular music or other genres of music?
You know, it's an interesting question. I came to Nashville and I was a youth director, and when I grew up, we didn't have Christian music in my hometown. And so I wasn't really around Christian music at all. And then when I became a youth director on accident, really, I got duct taped by a bunch of seventh graders to a bed on a ski trip that a youth minister asked me to go on.
Isn't that how it always happens?
It always starts there. It always starts with duct tape and seventh graders. So he said, hey, why don't you write a song about, you know, you just went on a mission trip with these kids. Why don't you write a song about it and they can sing it for Youth Sunday? And I would. And then he was like, hey, here's a dad whose son has cancer. He's in the seventh grade as well. Why don't you write them a song? And I started to realize I was doing Christian music because I was writing what God was doing in the lives of the people in our congregation. And then, man, that was over time, I began to realize that's music with a purpose more than just music, you know? And I joke about it. I just wrote a song. I said, I've never written a country song. I think I'll write one today. And I walked out to my garage and I said, what shall I write about? Let me see. Let me look at all the tools I have on the wall, all three of them. And there was a hammer that my grandpa gave me. And so I jokingly call it the hammer song. But it's it really just says the things that mean the most to me, I found, have been handed down. And people, after I just think, hey, that's just a country song. But people, I think I've been doing Christian music so long, will say, that is the most profound song I've heard in a long time, because they said, we fill our lives with all the stuff that we don't need, and really it all comes down to just the basics of what's important in life. And so I think it transcends even when I write a, you know, maybe not a mainstream Christian song, those tenets still kind of come out in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that while good music of all genres all have a good message to it, that's really the most important tenet of a Christian song is that message, and being able to tell a good story with that message.
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what's kind of been a thrill for me that I didn't expect. It's the songs that I write that people will say, you know, when our son or our daughter was sick and we didn't have the words to pray, we put on your song and those would be our words to pray. And that is hugely humbling. Or I wrote a song, I was adopted when I was 2 weeks old. I always say it was the hardest 2 weeks of my life with the paperwork and everything. But I got great parents, and so I wrote a song essentially saying to my birth mom, who I've never met before, thank you, I'm grateful, because when you gave me up and gave me this life with my mom and dad, you gave everything to me, because she maybe wasn't able to give me that kind of life back then. And so I play that song, and I'll never forget a mom and a daughter that came up, and she said, my daughter's really, we've adopted her. She's really struggling with adoption. She was about 14, and I gave her the song. And the next year when I came back and did a concert there, it was that same girl. I didn't recognize her. She had a huge smile on her face, and she was with four other kids, and they were adopted. And they said, you didn't play our theme song. And I said, what's your theme song? And they said, your adoption song. And they told me how that song had literally transformed the way they thought about adoption and how grateful they were. Instead of feeling abandoned, they felt like they were chosen, and they felt like how grateful they were in part of God's story. And so that's hugely gratifying and humbling at the same time.
That's amazing for sure. You'll be performing next Saturday night here at First Christian Church in Galesburg. What are some of the other songs that, that one, maybe you get asked to play a lot, and two, what can we expect a week from tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I Am is certainly a song that, people would know from me off the radio. Let me see, Remember Me, gosh, going through my set list, Back in His Arms Again. And then these new songs that I'm working on right now, and I got to tell you, they're so fun for me to sing in the concerts, because people will say, that was the first time I heard that song, and it got a standing ovation, you know?
Yeah.
And so that is such a great feeling as well. So it'll be all songs people would know from me off the radio, as well as these new ones, which, again, are worth waking my wife up at 1 o'clock in the morning to play for her. So people have really been responding in a great way to them. And to see a standing ovation on a brand-new song is that's great and scary at the same time. If you think, when I record it, it can only go downhill from here. So, but it's fun.
Is it different performing in a church setting versus a larger type of concert venue?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. We just did a show where there was about 30,000 people, and that is such a thrill when you get out on stage and you see all those people. But then after about 10 minutes, you realize that it's just a sea of people, and it's hard to have a personal connection with that crowd. And what I love about doing a show at a church is it feels like everybody is touchable from where you are, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to tell the stories and see people's faces and see how they react. And again, I was saying yesterday that I love the big shows, but I also love, you know, when I was a youth director and would write a new song, the kids in the youth group, there may be four or five of them after school, that would stop by the church, and they would just stand around the piano, and I would play the song for them, and get to see the emotion on their face is very personal. And so, to me, those are that fits my show so well, because, you know, I tell a lot of stories and I do my songs, and people feel like, gosh, we feel like you just had us over to your house and we're in your living room and you're playing us your favorite song. So, that to me feels like a big win.
All right. Mark Schultz performing at the First Christian Church in Galesburg on North Broad Street next Saturday night at 7. That's a week from Saturday, the 17th. Doors open at 6. You can call the church for more information at 343-9960. Mark, thank you so much for your time, and best wishes, and safe travels coming to Galesburg next weekend.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, as always. Mark Schultz again next weekend at the First Christian Church on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and Sports coming up next on WGIL.